This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. On Maui, historic Lahaina Town is destroyed by a wildfire. Maui Police Chief John Pelletier tells those who want to come into the area.
I know you need to get out there. I know that you guys don't have some of the supplies. You don't have power. But we have to respect the fact that we've got loved ones in that earth, and we've got to do the right thing and get them out the right way.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green says at least 53 people have died, and they'll have to house thousands of people.
That will mean reaching out to all of our hotels and those in the community. We'll ask people to rent those extra rooms or their ADUs or the ohana that they have in their property.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is on Maui.
Gallery owner Alan DeCar watched the entire business district go up in flames before quickly evacuating.
Grabbed some people who didn't have a way out. Told them to get their stuff, get in my truck, and we headed out.
More than 11,000 people, mostly tourists, have already been evacuated.
The Maui fires have been fueled by hurricane winds and comes as weather experts predict an above-normal Atlantic hurricane season. Matthew Rosencrantz with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Our 6 to 11 hurricanes that are forecast this year, which we had 5 to 9 forecasts earlier, would be in line with the 8 hurricanes we had last year and the 7 hurricanes from the year before that.
A tentative deal between the U.S. and Iran would free 5 imprisoned Americans in exchange for releasing billions of dollars in frozen funds to Iran. Iran has now moved the 5 from prison to house arrest. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
White House declined to detail the deal, citing negotiations as both delicate and ongoing. In exchange, Iran will be able to access $6 billion in a restricted account in South Korea. Those funds will be transferred to Qatar. Once there, Iran will be able to use those funds for purchases permitted under U.S. sanctions.
The union that represents striking film and TV screenwriters says negotiations with major studios and streaming services will resume tomorrow. Actor Brad Garrett of Everyone Loves Raymond was on a picket line of striking actors when he heard the news.
Let's do it all at once. Let's piggyback. Let's all go in. Let's get this industry back. We can't do without the writers. They can't do without the actors.
Writers and actors are demanding better pay, guarantees to limit the use of AI and other working conditions. The U.S. Supreme Court agrees to a Biden administration request and blocks a $6 billion Purdue Pharma opioid settlement that would shield the Sackler family from civil lawsuits. The high court will hear arguments before the end of the year. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up. Or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jay. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over, so I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed, so I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of Local local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night, and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
I saw it go. What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time? I saw it go. 844-96 party. What is it?
I saw it go. Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
What, oh what, do young conservative voters want? 844-967-2789. And I am fully aware that we may not be able to answer this. That today, considering I don't know how many young conservatives listen to this show.
That's a good point.
And if they do, they may not be listening right now because they're at work. But it is a question that Republicans themselves are trying to figure out and answer, not only just in Wisconsin, but I think nationwide. And I bring this up today because there was a profile in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by Tyler Katzenberger, who is Gen Z. He is an intern with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this year. He was a political intern with Cap Times last year. I got to meet him last year. He's wonderful. But he did a kind of a, it's a little bit of a profile on Brian Schimming and the chairman of the Wisconsin GOP. And a little bit, he interviews some young Republicans and just kind of points out the discrepancy that is happening with Republicans' attempt to have the same success with young people that Democrats have had, both in the last midterms and in Wisconsin in the Supreme Court race in April. And, you know, I want to try to talk about this topic genuinely, but I honestly don't know, it's funny because I feel like while many people listening right now might consider me young at 37, which I am, I'm also not 21, and I don't know a lot of 21-year-olds,
which kind of surprises me.
Why does that
just because you know such a wide range of people? You really do.
I think like of my friends, it bottoms out at like maybe late 20s.
Yeah.
When you're 37 and you try to talk to a 21-year-old, you may feel young. And then you talk to someone who's like that young and you're like, oh man, I'm old.
I'm old. Yeah, right. Priorities a little bit different.
And so it's interesting. And it's funny because, you know, this is politics, but it's also what advertisers are constantly trying to figure out.
Oh,
too,
it's all
right?
About demographics,
right?
For
and
sure.
Just what does Gen Z want? What do they respond to? And at least with politics, there's some polling that can be done versus the nebulousness. Is that a word?
Nebulous is a word.
Nebulousness as a noun.
We'll look it up.
Nebulous, because nebulous is an adjective. Yes. the noun of whatever nebulous is. Of, you know, what do Gen Z respond to? One thing they certainly responded to was the Grimace milkshake thing that an advertising came up. Did you not hear about this?
No.
So it was a trend that was going on social media when Grimace from McDonald's, I think it was his birthday or something. And so McDonald's introduced a purple milkshake. And it started taking over TikTok of doing this like Grimace challenge where basically you'd order a milkshake and then people were coming up with these extravagant, like paranormal ways that they died from drinking the milkshake. And it was just like elaborate videos that people were making. And there was thousands of them. And lo and behold, that wasn't just like an organic thing that started. An advertising company helped, worked with McDonald's and planted that.
Very smart.
And that's like one of the few advertising campaigns I've, like, because like Gen Z is just weird. Like they like weird things. They're super smart. They're super, like, there's like a bunch of existential things that they like. They're very like anti things that are cringe to them. And for some reason that took hold. But in general, advertising has like fallen very flat for that generation. And I think similarly, it's interesting to think about what is the generational gap that's happening more distinctly with Republicans than Democrats when it comes to reaching like 18 to 25 year olds. And so I would love to hear from you, especially if you have young people in your life, like what are the things that they care about? 844-967-2789. And because I read this Journal Sentinel article, and while they don't really point to any polling of young people, they kind of just take a couple anecdotes of Republican leaders, like young leaders at Madison or Milwaukee. And like the two they kind of come up with are crime and inflation.
Inflation.
Because the thing is, being a broke college student, like that makes sense to me to a certain extent of like things are expensive. Crime feels less on the money. And this all kind of like this article and some of the answers that were given kind of just reminded me of like top down, like stretching the argument. Like these are the issues as Republicans we want to focus on. So we're like finding the young people who also agree with that.
Yeah.
Versus actually listening to young people. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And because of course you're always going to find someone or a handful of someones who are like, yeah, that's a big deal. But it reminded me of last August during the gubernatorial primary debate with Rebecca Clayfish and Tim Michaels and Tim. Who's the other Tim? Tim Time.
Yeah.
And Rebecca Clayfish stood on that stage who has two young daughters and was like, I really think young people care about income taxes. I was like, I don't think so. I think they're more excited about following the fun city or the fun job than how much they're paying. Like, that's how they're choosing where they're going to live. I think you're just wish casting a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
So I would love to hear from you if you have an idea, if you've talked to young people. What is the gap? What is the gap between younger and older Republican voters? Because there are young conservatives.
Certainly.
Turning Points USA claims that they have like 1,300 chapters across high schools and colleges. And there are young Republicans. And so they're not motivating them to vote. And reading this article is like, I still don't think you get it. Even though you say it's important to you, like it doesn't feel like you're listening. But I could be totally wrong. 844-967-2789.
Jack from Merrimack. Good morning, Jack. What do you want to say?
Good morning. My son just graduated this spring from UW-Eau Claire. And while he tends to be progressive, a bit less than I, more towards his mother's side. But in any case, he had a girlfriend who was from a very, very conservative family up in the farming country around the UW. And one of the things that I heard on occasion was that she was concerned about the cost of education.
Mm-hmm.
She was going to school at Eau Claire, too, and it cost, you know, $10,000 a year for schooling at a public university. Excuse me, that's like $40,000 or $50,000 that you have to pay before you even can look for a job. Another thing that I know that she was concerned about, being from a farming area, is the environment.
Yeah.
And she does know about, you know, global warming, and you know, was quite concerned about that. But Republicans are going to have a heck of a time recruiting significant numbers of young voters if they do things like, for instance, cut funding to education, keep people who are obviously anti-environment on the DNR board, like this guy Prem was for two additional years. They're going to have trouble recruiting young people if they throw barriers to voting, like, mm-hmm. for instance, not being able to use a student ID or moving voting precincts away from campuses. I mean, this is a problem, and this has been one of their big thrusts. I can't remember who stated it, but one of the upper-level Republicans in Wisconsin stated something like, we've got to do something to keep these college students from voting. It's a terrible thing. They can get out of bed on a Tuesday morning, vote, turn around, and go back to bed.
That was Cleta Mitchell.
Yeah, we don't want to make it easy for those kids, Jack.
Thanks so much for the call, Jack. And it's interesting the anecdote that he just gave of his son's girlfriend. Because I was in the attempt to try to talk about this in a genuine way this morning and not just, like, make fun of it. I was trying to Google and find what I could find about this topic. And it's interesting, in some of the articles, I think there was a couple from NPR, there was a couple from Pew Research, that, like, that he actually hit the nail on the head. It is the economy, because it's struggling. Like, more and more Gen Z and millennials are struggling to keep their head above water.
Yep.
So it's affordable housing, both rent and am I ever going to be able to buy a house? It's the cost of, it's the fact that there is no accountability to the universities just to continue to get more and more expensive. And it also is the environment. Even young conservatives are seeing the writing on the wall.
Yes.
And that there is not that same, there's a generational gap between, at least what I'm reading. Again, this is, I can't speak, because that is not my community, but at least what I read this morning is exactly that there is a lot of young conservatives, including people who spoke on panels at CPAC.
Oh, wow.
Talking about the environment, which obviously was very different than what was happening on the main stage.
Oh, sure.
And some of the other stuff there was a Vanity Fair article saying the conservative youth movement is still going strong, except at the polls. And one of the things that they also mentioned in that one is, there's a huge generational divide between young and old conservatives in religion and how religious they are. And so the fact that there is such a doubling down on, you know, Christian nationalism, while there are, I think, more than a third of Generation Z currently in their late teens and early 20s in America identify as religiously unaffiliated. And some of those are obviously young conservatives. And so we're going to keep this going after the break. But if you have thoughts on what do young conservatives want, especially young conservative voters, we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned? or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 63. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 82. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 63. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bob?
Well, I'm wondering about Trump himself, you know, why he has this great success. And I think the answer is that he drowns everybody else out. I remember the 16 campaign. We kept waiting for some message from Hillary, and she just got drowned out all the time. The advertising technique of it doesn't matter whether they love or hate the commercial, just remember the product. Is kind of Trump's secret. He just keeps going off the edge so that he gets noticed, and he just drums, he swallows up all the oxygen in the room. And that's what scares me. These indictments have given him a chance to try that strategy again, which was nowhere to be seen for mainly about a year or so. And now he's coming back strong because he's able to take the oxygen out of the room by creating little discrepancies here and there and attacking everybody and so forth. So what do you think of that?
Yeah, that's a very profound insight, and I agree with it. And frankly, whenever I get ready for one of these shows, I kind of debate with myself, what if I just didn't mention him the whole time? Now, this is just one radio show, and that's not consequential, but what if I simply talk more about everything that Biden has done that has been successful, and what's been successful in standing up to the Ruskies and helping Ukraine, and successful in hemming in China and building a mini NATO in the Pacific with Japan and Australia, South Korea, the Philippines, Vietnam, and so forth. And, you know, there's an old adage in the news, if it bleeds, it leads. And good news, people yawn. Bad news, they like to see a car wreck. There's a little bit of that. With this guy, my feeling is this. It would be irresponsible of me anyway, when he's doing stuff like this, not to let you know. Now, a lot of people who are listening to this saw it anyway on television. I get it. But sometimes there is some breaking stuff, and we explain the historical background of it, which I think is useful. But you're right. No, you're absolutely right. The guy is shameless. And I'm going to go now, except I'm going to take one more call, and then I'm going to go to what he's doing to Fannie Willis in Atlanta. Gina Beauclair, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Hi, Matt. Thank you so much for taking my call. And great show as usual. And I just wanted to say something. I think it's very, very important that we discuss what Donald Trump is doing. But it's not just Donald Trump. It is the mega Republicans who are helping him with all of his criminal activity. That is significant. It is Fox News and those other stations who are not giving people the truth. People have to be aware of the dangers that are impacting our country today and every day that that man is loose in our country and allowed to spread lies and rumors. And, Matt, I couldn't believe it, but I've seen, unfortunately, an insane clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene going into her podcast with this really threatening music. She's carrying an automated weapon, and she's fed up. And the only way, you know, to save America is for Republicans to show a spine, and, you know, she's carrying this gun around, and there's fighting music, and it's just like, and that was just recently. So we need to be aware, and people need to be aware of their surroundings. They say August may be, you know, a month that people need to be aware of what's going on in their environment. And one more thing I want to bring up, Matt, is there was a clip that was brought up. Somebody did some investigative reporting on some of the Republican parties from other states. Now, we're going to be having Milwaukee. Please, I hope those businesses make sure that they get paid, because some of those parties are going bankrupt. So I didn't have it right in front of me, but I worry about Milwaukee in our state. So thank you very much for taking my call, Matt.
Thank you, Gene. You raised some very important things. First of all, probably not the central part of your call is, but Donald Trump stiffs vendors. Okay, he will not pay. If you don't get money from him in advance, he'll say, sue me. It'll cost you more in legal fees than you're going to get. I'll give you a third, that kind of thing. If you are a restaurant, a small business, a hotel in Milwaukee, and they order, you know, 30 rooms, and they order a lot of food, make them pay in advance. You may laugh at me. You may say, come on, Matt. Well, you ain't getting paid. He's left, figuratively speaking, economic bodies all over the landscape when he blows out of town. The second thing is a Marjorie Taylor Greene. Remember something. There's a guy in Utah just now who was threatening Joe Biden, had a sniper rifle. And, you know, a sniper rifle can go a mile. And you can't protect the line of sight to the presidential candidate at all times. So the FBI went to arrest him. He pointed at them, and they had to shoot him. A presidential candidate in Ecuador, one of the liberal ones, was just assassinated yesterday. He was shot in Ecuador. Now, let me tell you something. Violence can be, the flames can be fanned. That's happening right now. There's one congressman who posed with AR-15s for his Christmas card, along with his wife and his little kids. They're all in an AR-15. When Marjorie Taylor Greene poses with something like that, with an AR-15, and she goes, we have to develop a spine, that's an invitation to assassination. Those of you in the Republican Party out there, businessmen, perhaps, conservatives, but Americans, maybe you're fellow veterans, maybe you're not, do not let your party be taken over by fascists. Do not let your party be taken over by people who are fomenting violence, because you can't have democracy without violence, and you can't have capitalism without democracy. In a violent society, and in a society that loses democracy, you don't have capitalism. That's very elementary. Think about it. We go into the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News special report. With at least 53 people now confirmed dead in the wildfire devastation on the Hawaiian island of Maui, and with entire neighborhoods of the historic city of Lahaina reduced to rubble and ash, the police chief there says,
we need three things from the community right now. We need your patience. We need your prayers.
and we need your perseverance.
And Hawaii's Governor Josh Green says they need more.
We are going to need to house thousands of people. It's our intent to initially seek 2,000 rooms so that we can get housing for people.
Dustin Kalaiupu will not be able to help on that score.
My grandparents' house completely destroyed. My mother's house, my brother's house, everyone that I know, I've seen their houses just brought down into piles of ash. There's nothing recognizable in the rubble.
He and his grandfather escaped from Lahaina as those flames engulfed the city. CBS News Special Report. I'm Tom Foti.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk about Fannie Willis, the magnificent district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia. It's Atlanta. Fulton County, Fannie Willis. She is going to indict Donald Trump probably next week. Probably next week. What is today? Thursday. Probably next week, she will indict Donald Trump and a lot of other folks. I think there's a good chance she'll indict Rudy Giuliani and some very prominent Republicans in Georgia. Donald Trump has not only attacked her, and of course, he's attacked Jack Schmidt and Alvin Bragg. He is running TV ads. Defamatory TV ads in Atlanta right now. That's a big market. It's an expensive market. Defamatory TV ads circulating conspiracy theories about her. and frankly lying about her personal life. I have never heard of that happening to a prosecutor before for a very simple reason. In the past, and it looks as if she's going to be bringing what's called a RICO action against him. RICO stands for Racketeering and Corrupt Organizations. And that was originally designed to get the mafia, because individual mafiosos would be captured and you couldn't get the guy who told them what to do and all that. And they riffed off of, there was a movie, I forget the name of the movie, I didn't see it myself, but I was told about it, where this guy goes, Mother of God, is this the end of RICO? Some, you know, some character named RICO. And everybody thought that was funny, and they searched around for the right acronym to come out as a RICO statute. Well, Georgia has a mini RICO statute, like the federal government, where all they have to be is two overt acts, and everybody who is involved can be prosecuted. Jack Schmidt could have done that, for instance, with all of the fake electors, because it's all part of a conspiracy. But he relied on the state attorneys general to go after him. And Michigan's doing it, and Fannie Willis can do it, and no one else is doing it. And that's a shame. They should do it. But over and above that, Donald Trump is afraid of Georgia, because Georgia, unlike most states, doesn't let the governor pardon you for the hell of it. You know, there was some thought that, well, what if the governor just pardons? This is a state action now, not federal. What if the governor pardons him? Well, the law in Georgia is that you have to be pardoned, you have to serve your entire sentence and then keep your nose clean for 5 years after that, and then you can apply for a pardon. Well, Trump's only 3.5 years younger than Biden, you know. Everybody goes, oh, Biden, the age. Trump is old. He's very old. Trump is 77 right now. If he even spends 5 or 10 years in jail, then has to keep his nose clean for 5 years, which he never would do anyway, he'll be asking for a pardon when he's 90. And he knows it, and he's afraid. He also knows that he called Raffensperger, and it was on tape, said, I need 11,000, I think it was, what, 780 votes, one more, and otherwise you could be criminally prosecuted. That's extortion. That's extortion. He's afraid. He's afraid. But no one in the mafia, and then it was used against ISIS, and then it was used against Mexican drug cartels, nobody in any of those groups would have dared air commercials lying about the prosecutor in the very city where they're going to be prosecuted. Why is that? Because with anyone else, if they did that, they would be arrested, they'd be denied bail, and kept incarcerated until the trial itself. And they would be ordered not to further, through intermediaries or otherwise, comment on the prosecutor personally or the judge. Or in the case of the judge in New York, the judge's wife and daughter, or in the case of Jack Schmidt, his wife, or in the case of Fannie Willis, whoever she dated in the past. Can Trump get away with this? Do the Republicans have a sense of decency? Can he be locked up before the trial? Many Republicans do have a sense of decency. I'll tell you that Liz Cheney does. Adam Kinzinger does. I suspect some of the senators who are chicken in the Republican caucus have a sense of decency, have a commitment to America, and understand that our democracy is a good thing, but they're a very small group. Most of the fascist cult around Trump has no sense of decency, is not loyal to America, frankly, is more loyal to Russia. So what do we do about this? Fannie Willis sent out a terrific memo, but you could see the pain in her face. I mean, it's not pleasant being the subject of false conspiracy-oriented TV ads in Fulton County in Atlanta, where she's bringing the prosecution. It's a magnificent email. She said to all the staff, we do not harbor personal dislikes one way or the other against people we prosecute. Ignore this. We're going to do our jobs. Very, very good. Very good, good memo. But once she indicts him, this is an invitation to violence. The clown in Provo, Utah, and by the way, where the guy was shot by the FBI for pointing a sniper rifle at him, Trump's going there to make an appearance. He likes to stick his thumb in the sore, his finger in the sore. That's what he does. That's what he does. Now, let me ask you a question. Many of you did not go to law school. Do you think that Fannie Willis could run ads? There'd be a lot of donors that would pay for it. I'd contribute that said, Trump is a pervert and a traitor. He kneels before Putin. He's taken money from Russia. He took a woman in the Bergdorf Goodman dressing room, threw her against the wall, pulled up her skirt, forced his hand in her pants, and put his fingers in her vagina. 23 other women have come forward to say that when he was talking to them and they were alone, he simply grabbed them under their skirt. Could she do that, Ed? He was sitting on a plane in first class, and there was a woman, stranger, that he struck up a conversation with, suddenly reached over and grabbed her between the legs under her skirt. Could Fannie Willis put that on? It's physically possible for her to put it on, and that would be truthful, unlike his ad. That would be truthful, unlike his ad. But ethically, she would be very likely to be removed from the prosecution for personalizing it, and that would be intolerable because she is very smart. She's very, very determined, and she has strong willpower and strong character, and we need her on there. So what do you do when you have a bully like Trump who's running ads like this, conspiracy ads? And one of the things I was glad to see on MSNBC, just watched it before he came on the show, they don't show the ad. And I hope CNN doesn't show the ad. And I hope NBC, ABC, and CBS don't show the ad. Fox will show the ad. A lot of these right-wing stations. And then people out there think there's some truth to it. What he is trying to do by going to Provo, Utah, by lathering up people like the guy with the sniper rifle. By the way, I mentioned this on the show a long time ago, but there was actually a guy that went in, and this is unrelated to this Trump situation, but he went into a gun shop down in Alabama somewhere and says, I want the most high-powered sniper rifle you have. And the guy says, okay, here it is. He said, it must have the ability to penetrate a limousine. And the guy laughed, said, fine, here it is. The Republican Party is advocating violence to seize power. You have to realize that. We've got to stand with Fannie Willis. She's very tough and strong. And she should know that she has strong support in this country. And that Donald Trump, by airing these TV ads in line, could she sue him for defamation? Of course. Takes about 2 years. That takes about 2 years. And what does the jury do? That kind of thing. Publicizes the claims. I'll tell you something. I've mentioned this before, and I'm going to mention it again. I have a friend who's 100 years old named Dieter Gruen. He's a great chemist. He was born in what was East Germany, the Prussia, the eastern part of Germany. He's a Jewish guy. His father was superintendent of schools. He's one of two Jewish kids in the class. He was born in 1922. 22. In 1932, he was in school. Adolf Hitler became the chancellor. Shortly after that, he dissolved the Reichstag and started killing people. One day, Dieter Gruen's teacher came into class, and Dieter Gruen liked the teacher, dressed in a Nazi uniform with swastikas. And he stood still, tall, and he said, Heil Hitler, and extended his right arm. And the entire class all jumped up, except for Dieter and the other kid, shouted, Heil Hitler. Shortly after that, Dieter Gruen and the other Jewish kid were beaten up at recess repeatedly. His father was dismissed from his job as superintendent of schools. Fortunately, they were able to send Dieter Gruen to the United States to live with an aunt. If you think that violence and fascism can't take root in this country, think again. Germany in 1932 was probably the most civilized and accomplished of all European countries. They produced Mozart, Bach, and Beethoven. Who did you produce? They produced the greatest physicists, the greatest mathematicians, the greatest philosophers, Nietzsche, Hegel, Kant. Who did you produce? And yet that happened to them. Now here, it's a little different. We have a very, very tough First Amendment, and we have newspapers and media that are standing tall. Officers in our military academies, like Annapolis, West Point, Air Force, and Coast Guard, are loyal to the United States. They will not turn like the Prussian generals. I understand that. We also have a more diverse population of different ethnicities, so you're not going to have a bunch of people jumping up and shouting, one Volk, V-O-L-K. I understand all that, but I will tell you something. I will tell you something. It happened before to the most accomplished, literally the most accomplished country in Europe. And do never think that it can't happen here. When this clown is advocating violence and attacking prosecutors, he's very careful not to do it with Joe Biden. His trolls are doing it with Joe Biden, but that is a felony. And he knows damn well he will be arrested. But when you have a sniper in Provo, Utah, and by the way, a presidential candidate in Ecuador yesterday was assassinated. He was shot. He was a guy who was on the left somewhat. He wasn't super left. He was somewhat left. And he had a lot of indigenous support, the indigenous population, and a lot of the oil businessmen and others, and people, frankly, who were working with the Mexican drug cartel as a conduit, had a reason to get rid of him. We now have a political party in this country that is no longer center-right. We have a political party in this country that is a fascist cult. Never forget that. And if you're an independent or even a moderate Republican, even a very conservative Republican, but you're honest, you're a patriot, you're loyal to the United States, you must understand that when we don't have our democracy, we do not have the United States. You will not have capitalism. You will have violence. Donald Trump is fomenting violence, and many of his disciples in the Republican Party are doing the same. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 62
overnight
under mainly cloudy skies.
Winds out of the southeast
around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 82. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 63. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Andrew of Waukesha, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind, Andrew of Waukesha.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. So I just want to offer your audience an alternative perspective because I am a conservative. I vote for Republicans. And I by no means do so because I advocate for violence or want a fascist takeover of this country. You, sir, need to come to grips with the history of this country, which is one based on violence. Western civilization has a pretty bad history of violence.
That is baloney. Andrew, when you call in, I let responsible conservatives call in. I don't let trolls call in. And don't give me a lot of garbage about Western civilization. Western civilization is the greatest order of government and culture that has ever existed. And I'm tired of the Republican Party attacking Western civilization in the United States. If everybody likes Russia so much, get the hell over there. All right, now we're going to talk about Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas, I'll tell you what, Wisco Paul called it exactly right. There was a disclosure in the New York Times just now. It turns out we all knew that Clarence Thomas had his great nephew's tuition paid in an expensive boarding school, had gone on vacations and this sort of thing. His mother's house, she was relieved of that debt. And then they made repairs on the roof and all that. It turns out he's been on 38 vacations, 38 vacations. One of these billionaires flew us, had a 747 flown in just for him and his wife. They went to the Bahamas. They went all of these luxury destination vacations. This guy is on the take. It's not a question of ethics or ethics disclosure. There already is a mini ethics disclosure where they have to at least report certain things. He didn't even do that. He has committed a violation of law. There should be a grand jury. He should be indicted. He should be convicted and removed from office. Now, you may say, oh, come on, leave Clarence alone. No, I'm not leaving Clarence alone. What does he do? The clown, 5-4, the swing vote, Citizens United, that let all this dark money pour in and corrupt, some of it foreign, which is illegal, but it's hidden so no one knows, corrupt our politics. Dobbs, Roe v. Wade overturned by him, 5-4. There's a woman down in Texas sobbing, saying, look, the doctor said I'm going to get sepsis. She may have had an ectopic pregnancy, I don't know. For God's sake. I want to save my life. No one cares, apparently. Shelby County, a few years after the Senate voted 95-0 to extend the Voting Rights Act to 2031, Clarence Thomas, swing vote, we know better than the Senate. The hell with the Senate. I'm not kidding. That is what happened. This kind of stuff, this is a free country. I want to keep it free, and you can't have a criminal who's taking money and being bribed on the Supreme Court, being able to say, oh, I can do this. And you say, well, where in the Constitution does this? Nowhere in the Constitution, by the way, does the Supreme Court say anywhere you can overrule the Senate or the House or the president. But in Marbury v. Madison, 1803, they started to do it. And everybody thought, well, maybe, you know, in an isolated case, that's okay. Right now, they are a fascist cult that is slowly destroying our liberties. Kathy of Illinois, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Kathy.
I just wanted to say, Matt, you do a fabulous job
I listen to you and the civic media lineup every day. We need to hear more of your thoughts nationally. It's a shame that our media at television and otherwise aren't sharing some of the views you do. And Andrew, unfortunately, and people like him are reflecting a very sad way of looking at this country and the world generally. And I'll just say Forest Park is a working class community. I think our values reflect many of those of Wisconsin. You're doing a great job. So thank you for your time.
Thank you very, very much, Kathy. I deeply appreciate that. Isaac of Lisbon, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Miami. Isaac of Lisbon.
Hey, Matt. I've been listening to you for a while, and I do agree with many, many of the things you say. Disagree with some. I definitely agree that fascism can happen here, and it's pretty scary. There was a caller the other day that I disagree with about Putin and bringing back the USSR. I actually disagree with that, and I believe he would rather see more of a czarist Russia again, because he said in his speech about the special military operation that he will show his people and the people of Ukraine what decommunization looks like. So I actually disagree with that.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm glad you called. And here's the thing. We sprinkle an awful lot of historical reference on this show, and some of our callers are very historically knowledgeable, and they add some great stuff. So what we're doing is trying to put in historical perspective what's occurring now. And, you know, frankly, you've heard the phrase, there's nothing new under the sun. All of this stuff has happened before repeatedly in history. If you think we have it tough, George Washington was facing the British crown, the most powerful military in the world, and the Americans had no money, no taxing power, and how did he raise an army? How did he feed them? How did he pay them? How did he get them weapons? He was a genius. He did it. Abraham Lincoln was facing the breakup of our country. And a lot of people in the North said, well, in the Constitution, it says they can leave. And Lincoln said, well, in the Declaration of Independence, says all men are created equal. And good lawyers back then said the Declaration of Independence is not part of the Constitution. And Abraham Lincoln said, I'm not letting them leave, and I'm going to free the slaves. 1941, Franklin Roosevelt is facing the Nazis and the Japanese, and we were unprepared. He rallied the nation. And right now, you make the point with Putin that you think he may be looking more towards a czarist Russia than a communist Russia. And I'm not going to crawl into Putin's head. And it's an interesting statement that you make. But what I do say is that Putin is a thief. The oligarchs have taken about 80% of the surplus wealth of Russia, and people are getting restive. And so he started a foreign engagement, a war. He calls it military. It's a genocide, sadistic genocide. And he does it basically to try to rally them around nationalism. Shakespeare, in one of his plays, says that when a despot or a monarch even wants to quiet the people, he attacks somebody else. Anyway, great call. Every great caller, as always, come to the end of the show. Stand by for a great other show. Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crute, Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
Stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
It
doesn't hurt feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.